Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are discussing The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 8 Reunion Episode 3. We have hit the home run, so we're going to get into all the details about Headless Housewives, Glass Houses, and PTSD right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's expensive to be me.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh. Welcome back, guys. You know, that's one of my favorite parts of the night. I am one of your hosts, DJ Richie Sky. Who do we have here with us tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm Jennifer Leone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
And we got a special guest who comes back to visit and play with us every once in a while. Who's in the house tonight?
Hey, guys. It's Grant's Rants.
There we have it. We got a lot to catch up on.
You guys are fun. We've been talking all night, so I can't wait for this show.
Yeah.
We've been talking, and it's not always the positive.
That's true. And we're going to be discussing all things expensive tonight. We're going to be talking about the trip to Berlin, Kyle's success with American Woman, and we're going to get into a little bit of, you know, discussion about whether or not Erica is suffering from PTSD. But first,
Who isn't? I am. This has been a long season.
So, overall thoughts on the episode. Give us thoughts.
I mean, come on. Okay, first off, I feel that they just gave us exactly what we thought, which was a whole lot of nothing. You know, it's cute that Teddy and Erica were like, yeah, girl, okay, now after we just barked at each other, now we're good. And it's like, that's not what we're used to. For Housewives. I need a little bit more drama. I need a little bit more action. Need some more confrontation that isn't so... I mean, it was obvious that this wasn't real confrontation. It was just what had to happen because there was nothing. So that's what I got from this episode. Right.
What about you? What do you think?
They played it really safe. There was no drama, no juice, just draining... And
draining.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, it was draining. Like, I need to go home after and just cry my soul out. Like, you know what I mean? It was just played it safe.
It was soul stealing. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Soul snatching. Snatching souls.
I'm just disappointed. You know, I wanted to enjoy it more. When I saw that it was three parts, I knew we were in trouble, unfortunately, because it's just not enough to go around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there just isn't. And now they're doing those secrets revealed. Like, what did they leave off the cutting room floor? Like,
what secret?
Are they scraping up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think everything runs its course. You know, not every season is a slam dunk. I mean, as far as being a Housewives fan, this last year has been tough. With some, like a show like OC and these long shows. Even some people could argue that Atlanta wasn't as sharp as it once was. So, you know, it's been tough. And it's unfortunate that this show kind of has just taken a hit.
Do you feel like the ratings have gone down?
I don't know. I've read a few things. They say it's... I don't know. I mean... I don't know about the rate. I'd have to really look to see where they leveled out. I think that they held pretty decent in the beginning. I don't know where we are now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I read an article that said part two of the Beverly Hills reunion was either the first or second highest rated episode of the season.
Oh, geez.
So I'm throwing my hands up because I don't really know.
We don't know if that's good.
Wow. Well, yeah. I don't know. What can be done to save this franchise? Please, someone tell me. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, they're not going anywhere. They're coming back. What do we need?
Caviar?
No. They got a lot of that.
A little too much caviar. Yeah.
We need like Adrian. We need You're Kim. Just like no. You're just no. Yeah, okay, Kim no. Richard. Hear me out here.
Please tell me why we need Adrian.
I loved when it was like, you know, Adrian on with Camille and just like and Taylor and just the old school girls.
If you're talking that, then I'm here for it.
All of the girls. You know, it was cute that Lisa Vanderpump would go over to Adrian's. Yeah. Just they were neighbors, but rich neighbors. It's like how their lives were. Just it was fun. It brought some fun to the show. It was like, hey, I'm not coming over for a cup of sugar. I'll borrow some diamonds. Like, that's what I want to see. This just was like...
a lot of penny pinching, a lot of weird stuff to me that I don't want to see on television. Mm. And I think personally we need a little bit more although there is glam, I think we just need all the women to be on board with the glam rather than judging the other girls, because this isn't going to be a show that we're just, you know, shame glamming people. Like, I just think that everyone should just be fab, and it's annoying to me that people have problems with it. So that's it.
Teddy.
It's like, Teddy.
Yes.
Well, the problem with this show is that all these ladies, for better or worse, have big businesses that they're launching off the back of the show. And none of them want to be viewed as the crazy bitchy one. So if you go down I'll the do line it. And think about it.
Hold on. But see, that's a problem for me. I mean, and I think it's emblematic of what happens out here in LA versus what happens in a city like New York. Those women go bananas. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And Bethany's included in that. And she's probably one of the, you know, wealthiest housewives out there. Yeah. So how do we reconcile that? Because, I mean, this can't go on any longer because it's boring.
Like, I want to see more airplane rides, private jets, the ladies having their housekeeper, like, the sexiest men feeding them grapes and, like,
you know,
something that, like, if you're thinking about Beverly Hills.
What was
you know?
The houseboy's name from season one?
Ooh,
Cedric. Yes. Oh, R.I.P. Cedric.
Yeah, another victim of the Lisa Vanderpump movement.
Another victim. Another one bites the dust.
Yep. Lisa, I see you. I see right through you.
Wait, Grant, you were saying that earlier. Grandma's, I see right through her.
I do.
I want to hear more.
No, I do. And it's just like, I want to like them all. And I say this when I had been on these shows. I want to like them all. But look, when it comes to someone like her and NeNe Leakes, I see through them. I see through the agenda. I can read people well. And these women have been on these shows for a long time. So it's not a snap judgment. It's just what I, you know, you read, you see them, how they speak in interviews, you see how their relationships play out. Mainly that. You see how relationships start and end with both of those ladies. Someone like NeNe has fought with every single person across all those cast members. At one point, she's hated everyone's guts and then gotten back together and fallen out. Someone like Lisa Vanderpump, when she's in with you, she's there. And then when something twists, you're out. Mm. And we've seen the fallout with longtime friend Kyle. And now Kyle, you know, is always quick to say, but I love you, Lisa. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is my view. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Lisa Vanderpump, let's talk about this magazine. And do we think that she purposely cut off Dorit's head?
Yes. I just said yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's smart that Lisa Vanderpump did say, well, it's not my really decision and other people made it. And I can say that could be a cop-out. Maybe it is. You know, I don't really trust Lisa. But I do get that she's not there in Photoshop editing this magazine together. There are other voices and other opinions. And is it uncommon to have jewelry displayed without someone's face in it? Is that, like, taboo?
I don't think it's taboo. I would have just said, I cut off your hair because you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, simple as that. Said, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you complained, so we took you out.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's she kind of did. Lisa did kind of say that.
You know, but I feel like the other ladies kind of all just hopped on that and tried to make her feel bad about it, and I don't feel like she should.
She should not feel bad.
No.
I think Shorty Cakes is...
Who's that?
The CEO of the magazine. Who I call him Shorty Cakes.
That little guy running around.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Okay, so he's shorter than Lisa. He looks like a cute little doll. Like, he knows what he wants in business. And... maybe he also there was negative energy, you know, we get it. But maybe he wanted to try something different that you don't see on magazines. Off with her head, you know? Maybe it's something new and fresh that they want to showcase more jewelry in the episodes. So they wanted to use that in the magazine cover. That's what I'm thinking.
Know.
It could, that's a very nice way to put it.
Yeah.
It's a very nice way. I don't think that at all.
I know you wouldn't.
But that's okay.
This is throwing me back to Lydia's magazine on OC.
Oh, my God.
With Heather, who wasn't good enough to be on the cover.
That's funny.
That's what's funny. It's like
you that Nobleman encyclopedia.
Oh, this is the previous magazine, the other one, before Nobleman. The first
what
one.
What was it called?
Oh, who knows? Probably long been out of print. I don't know. But it shows that, like, you really, it's so hard to do business with housewives. You know, it's so, I mean, look at like a show like New York. Like, it's hard to do business with housewives. Be careful.
But then also, why didn't she use another model?
Mm. Wait, didn't she?
I thought she did try.
She did.
Well, like the cover.
I don't know. I don't know what happened with that model photo shoot and why they didn't use that. But
no, the whole thing comes from, you know, Dorit being the way she was, a little diva. Yeah, and that's okay.
She was an asshole during the entire process.
The thing is that she felt that she could be that way. She felt that she could behave in any badly. Way she felt because she, my friend owns the magazine. Well, no, it doesn't work like that. You're representing your friend and you're representing yourself. And I just feel that there was a lot there and she shouldn't feel angry about anything that was taken out of the magazine because she did it to herself.
That, I think that you're right.
Yeah.
But has Dorit came out with an explanation about what happened? Has she said anything about the footage that was shown?
She can't say anything other than I was a bitch.
She didn't own it, I want to hear her side of the story.
We didn't see her own it, but you know what? That to me is very revealing about someone's character, and we've all been in situations where we see people behave that way, and we know real quick the type of person that person is.
Nothing to do with them.
Ungrateful behavior, and in those situations, I think we all know, and we've seen it happen so many times, those people do not get asked back to certain situations.
Nope.
And when you misbehave, someone needs to call you out on it. And who is the perfect person to do that but Maria Menounos?
Come a little closer, everyone. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity influencers, interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health, wellness, career, relationships, finances, and much more. Let our Maria be your big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You heard it. For free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, everyone.
Do just that.
There you go.
And we're talking to you, Dorit.
Dorit needs it.
And PK. And PK, fire up the iPhone, too. Get the headphones in. He could use some guidance.
Yeah.
So let's jet on over to Berlin, because that's where we go to next. You know, really, I feel like the biggest drama that we had there, I mean, and we'll come back to Teddy and Erica, because I feel like there's so much to unpack there. But I just want to touch on Nanny K. You know, was that a thing?
Look, I wrote down the date. She mentioned it in 2011 and 2017. So, I mean, you know, for someone who's talking about all the time, for someone who's been on the show since, what, 08? I mean, you mentioned it twice. Oh, granted, this is what we're given in editing. I get it. But, like, you know, all right. I mean, relax.
But they were generous with the editing because they gave her a lot. You know what I mean?
They did.
Erica mentioned they made sure to play that clip of Erica mentioning Nanny K twice.
Do you know how she looks like?
Who?
Nanny K? Was she on the show?
No, I think
she had passed before the show.
Yeah.
They showed that photo. Yeah. Here's the thing. Lisa Vanderpump cannot be upset about people not knowing these details about her personal life because she's given very little of her personal life. She can say she's talked about it, but we don't get that. When you look at Lisa, what do you think of? You think of the businesses. You think of Ken and the dogs. But when you look at someone like Kyle, you think of Mauricio. You think of her daughters. You think of her family drama that I'm sure we'll talk about it. Like, so to me, she's just not that open about that stuff. She can't fault people if she's not that forthcoming with her personal life.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been upset about it. There's no way I would have been. I mean, we were all drinking. I mean, think about it. Who remembers anything when you're having drinks?
I don't remember, like, my best friend's brother's name. Like, I wouldn't remember.
Like, why is that a thing?
I don't know.
I didn't get that.
There's nothing, so they had to make it a thing. That's what that was. Because, I don't know, I think that was a stretch, to be honest.
I agree. I think it was a stretch, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys agree with Lisa that the Lisa Kyle friendship is more about Kyle than it is Lisa?
Only by design, because we've seen Lisa Vanderpump take people under her wing, that whole broken bird thing that she keeps pulling. So, you know, when you've got someone there who's a willing participant to listen and who doesn't exchange information, doesn't show her cards, of course it's going to be a one-sided relationship. she has to accept that that's how she is in all of her relationships that we see. Yeah.
Hmm. Thoughts?
I agree.
Okay. Let's talk about Kyle's success. Because to me, the untold story of this whole franchise is really Kyle and her family. You know what I'm saying? And
I feel like that's the real story there.
We're missing so much not having Kim as a part of the show. You know, mm-hmm. because for so long she was such a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And that dynamic is, to me, something that is honestly TV gold. You know, despite the fact that, you know, we've had so many issues with Kim. But I just feel like we're missing that. What do you guys think?
Well, we've talked a little bit before about Kyle and kind of what I thought, and also Lauren, who came on, thought. With Kyle, I think that it has a lot to do, like, her success, her and Mauricio, with Lisa, and Lisa isn't, you know, being acknowledged for all of that, you know what I'm talking about with the houses, so, you know, so now this next step where she's like, okay, now I'm gonna put all this into a show and do this and do that. It's like getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I think, just to touch on the Lisa side of it, I think that has a lot to do with their relationship. Now moving into her family, I think that it's just completely annihilated all of her relationships, and she just doesn't want any of that to be shown. So that's probably why we didn't see much of her in the very beginning. Oh, I'm in Croatia. Oh, this, oh, that, you know? And then all these things are just coming at her. I think that there's even, like, I don't know if, you know, just saying, but a lot of evil eye on her, a lot of stuff happening to her. I think that a lot of people are giving her a hard time for a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't think she deserves it. I hope the show does really well. But I think that her family is just being unsupportive, and it's hard to deal with that, but a lot of people have to deal with it. Not everyone's going to pat you on the back, and sometimes it takes a friend rather than a family member to help you. So,
a lot.
Yeah.
It's tough to have everything, right? Like, she's, her career in film and producing is taking off, but it's like trying to keep all the balls in the air, of course, so something else suffers for that, unfortunately. But you know what? Kyle's pushing it with this Glass Houses show.
I was about to ask what you guys thought about that, because it's one thing, you know, the American Woman situation was one thing, right? But then we also have the fact that, and something that we really didn't touch on a lot throughout any of the seasons that much, I don't feel like, was Mauricio leaving the family agency and kind of creating his own, and seeing how that's taken off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to be a difficult business move for them to sort of see, the rest of the family. So now you're basing a show on a similar concept. It is kind of like, is that tempting fate?
I don't know. I think maybe for Kyle, she thinks, I don't know. Do you think it's calculated, Grant? Because I don't.
I just think it's a bad look.
I don't think she's thinking about it, though. I don't think she's thinking about it.
Right. Yeah.
I think she's doing it indirectly and just moving so fast, and a lot is coming her way, and she's just like, ah, whatever, I'm just going to keep moving forward, but not looking at everything around.
Or she has people that are, you know, sort of, that maybe support her in the TV world, who say, you know, that's a story right there.
Sure. That's of course.
Story. Right.
And that's her story. So, and, you know, when you're telling her your story, you're going to tell it, and a lot of times it might be the most dramatic one.
She's entitled to tell it, but she can't be surprised when her sisters don't talk to her then.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, exactly. I think it's pushing it. You know, again, all the stuff came just out of that one show, American Woman, which I feel has been in production since Bush was in office. I mean, my God. When is that coming on?
Summer.
When is that coming on?
Summer, right? But, am I wrong?
Yeah, I thought it was already. You're right. It's June 6th, I think, on Paramount Network.
But wasn't there one season? This is the second season, or no? Am I wrong?
No,
here?
It hasn't aired yet.
I feel like it's been about 2 seasons that we've seen this whole, like, the development of it maybe playing out.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'm very confused.
You guys, I miss Kim. I miss Kim.
I'm telling you.
It's the drama, too, and
she's
the stuff.
She's an OG, too. You know what I mean? It's like respect, you know? I always respect the OGs, despite my distaste for Vanderpump. She's earned her spot. But, like, it's just like Kim. It all comes down to Kim, in my opinion.
I agree.
Why can't the family be excited for Kyle and Mauricio, like, for them bettering themselves? Like, I understand, you know, she wanted to write a script and she wanted to write the show, and they should be happy for her. Like, this is her healing whatever she went through as a child. They should be supportive. Like, if they weren't, they should have told her that and said, like, you know, maybe can you take this out? Can you maybe rewrite it? Because it hurts us. Having communication. And I really wish that Kyle had more support because, like, I mean, what I'm seeing on the footage, you know, she looks like she's going to break down. And I think that is her way of healing. And this show might be something very beneficial for her, at least on my part, what I see.
No, I think that you're right about that. I think, but I think it's kind of an idealistic way, you know, for us to kind of look at it, and that would be what we would hope for. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is that, you know, sometimes, I mean, you can have a group of friends who just start a business and, you know, somebody else goes off and does their thing. The rest of the group is probably going to be a little salty about that.
Yeah, you know? It's clearly personal and not any, you know, versus like, no one's taking any money out of anyone's pockets. I mean, these people are dealing with all very wealthy people. Like Hilton's, right. I mean, you know what I mean? Except for, I don't know where Kim stands financially these days. But so it's clearly just like, yeah, being salty and taking it personally. Yeah. If people could have a conversation and overcome that and find common ground, maybe, like you were saying, to the point of like, well, you know, like, it needs to be more ironed out that it's based on and not inspired by or whatever the hell the terminology is. But these people aren't talking. There's a lack of communication, so of course it's going to be misconstrued.
And I think that Glass Houses show was really like kind of a nail in the coffin, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally. They just yeah.
It's like, well, they need to talk.
You're mad at me anyway, so might as well just bring out this too.
Yeah. It literally is like line for line almost, except there's a mother-in-law versus like a brother-in-law. You know,
I want to see it.
I do love a like good mother-in-law idea. Story.
I want to see that more.
I love the idea. But has anybody seen the preview for American Woman? I haven't seen it. How does it look? What does it look like?
It looks okay. I mean, look, I've been hearing about this American Woman for almost as long as I've been in the Aftermath. So I'm like, I'm going to look at the pilot. I feel like I'm owed the pilot. I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's well-produced. It doesn't look cheap. It doesn't look cheap.
I actually think we have that. So let's watch that now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna catch that in just a second.
It looks like a nice period piece, I will say. Like, it was done in the time.
That's true.
And your thoughts on it were?
I think that it's kind of hard to tell. It seems like they're not really pulling the best lines. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that really grabs me. It does look great. Is a period piece. So, let's watch.
Let's check it out now.
I want you to know the truth. A liar is the worst thing you can be. A stripper is also bad. American woman.
Hello? Hey, honey, listen, I'm stuck at work. We're having an emergency.
Really? You have emergencies in real estate?
I'm just gonna forget that this ever happened and just move on.
Yeah? I can't do that. Steve and I split up. How are you going to survive?
I'm letting go of Julieta.
What? Who's going to clean?
I also fired the gardener.
What? Who's going to garden?
I need a job.
Try working twice as hard for half the recognition and a quarter of the pay.
I'll find a way to take care of my girls.
Mom, slow down.
But I haven't been out in years, so I am ready to have a good time.
I did not know there were this many beautiful people in the world.
You here alone? You swing?
Beg your pardon?
There are people doing things in these bedrooms that I did not know were possible. Come look, they don't mind.
He's so sweet and attentive. There's just no spark.
I think I might not be his type.
Well, what is his type?
I feel like you just woke up in someone else's life.
This is Hollywood. I feel like that every single day.
If you're gonna make it in this town, you're going to need some balls.
Is she with you?
She's my friend.
Now that takes balls.
I like my life without you.
We are all stronger than we think we are.
You know, women can start businesses.
Look at you. Why in the world would you let a girl like you go?
It was almost as if I had a mind of my own. American woman!
Strap yourself in. It's gonna get rough.
Okay, I changed my mind.
June 7th.
June 7th.
Yeah,
so I was kind of here for it.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, the tone of it feels very different from what we saw on the preview on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't it feel a lot different to you?
A lot more sex. There was no sex scene, like, at all.
Comedy, like, it felt fast-paced. I was here for it.
Yeah. It's kind of cute.
I'll look at the pilot, yeah.
Coming up, like, in Hollywood, like, new life.
Yeah.
I do like old-school Beverly Hills. I do kind of like that time period when it was rising. Yes.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
So that comes out June 7th, so that's a couple of weeks. So we will definitely see how that plays out. Who knows when Glass Houses will come out?
Oh, I'm not going to start waiting.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully
I know soon. Shows take a while to get created, but I mean, we've been hearing about this show for a long time.
Yeah.
So we shall see. I want to talk about, I don't want to, but I want to talk about Teddy and Erica.
Okay.
Because we're back for another round.
Great way to say it. Perfect. Here we go. Are.
You know, there were so many things that came up in this whole situation. Listen, who's right in the situation?
Erica.
Sounds like a hysterical tizzy to me. Neither.
Well, look, I think I'm on Team Erica for this, even though I'm not loving Erica the way I used to. Erica was direct, and that's a problem that I run into just in day-to-day life out here. I can relate to her with tone and directness.
Yeah.
When you've got someone like Teddy who takes offense to things and can't be that upfront, like taking it, like she just takes it as an offensive way, where Erica was just put in her place. And the key word, and Erica even said at the end, she's like, I was very direct with you. And she did. She stared her right in the eyes, point blank in the period, and told her that she was not going to be called a liar. And I get it. I'm defending Erica, so I'm taking out Erica because Teddy just is, I have not enjoyed at all.
No, I agree. I agree with that. It happens out here, especially. And, you know, I know Teddy didn't grow up in Beverly Hills, but it's still South, and still, it's not Erica's upbringing, and you know, wasn't Erica in New York for a little bit?
She was, she was.
Yeah. Up in Atlanta, went to New York.
In New York, they look you in the eye.
That's what I'm saying.
They do not. People, like, honestly, I've been told if you look at someone in the eye, they think either you're trying to intimidate them, or like you're trying to convince
listen.
Them. Yeah, right? I'm like, wow. So you can't do anything. You know, it's like, wow, what do I look?
I've lived in LA now for about 10 years, and I still have to dial it back in how I write emails and how I approach people with things. Or especially if it's like something that needs to be corrected, I have to like really cushion it. Because it's not me being rude. I mean, maybe Erica admitted that she's, you know, a jackass, whatever she said, and she can't be an ass. But for me, it's just being direct, and I've had to really cushion it, and I hate that, but that's how it is here, at least for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of Team Erica on this one, and I felt like Andy was a little bit harsh on Erica during this round of questioning, because I just felt like I got what she was saying. I mean, she responded in all of these situations. I felt like she didn't aggressively go after anybody. She defended herself each and every time. So, you know, you kind of can't be mad that you get what you asked for. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's kind of how I feel. And so then you go to rub and pet me, and I don't want you to touch me. You have to be okay with that, too.
Yeah, some people just don't like to be touched.
I need a second. Mm-hmm. I need a second. We just had a moment. So back up.
Yeah.
Teddy is just too sensitive. You know, I had a recent episode of my podcast, and one of the co-hosts said, you know, she's just not made for TV. And
that's a great way to put it.
You know what I mean? So certain people aren't.
Yeah.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But then let's not give her another season then, because, like, I've been hearing things and I'm like, let's not do that.
I think they will. I really do.
No.
I think they will.
We can't just run around giving diamonds out now.
I know. Well, look at PK. He's still earning his.
I prefer PK.
I love PK holding a diamond. Coming out in a robe rather than a gown.
Listen, I just feel like, you know, Teddy's one of those housewives that comes on for a season, great girl, you know what I'm saying? I feel like she'd do well on an exercise show, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. And I just kind of think that this sort of realm isn't right for her because it's not entertaining to watch.
Yeah, she'd be like a Jillian Michaels.
She's not.
Well, she doesn't even do that.
It's not. It's not entertaining. She's not having fun. She's taking offense. She's very upset with a lot of the stuff. Even on that trip. They went to Berlin, and every scene was her either on the phone with the husband complaining or complaining to another housewife about things. Like, you know what I mean? Even, like, everyone was having a good time. Like, to me, I was very turned off by her. Mm-hmm. Going back, looking at those scenes where they were at the beach house and the problem that she took with everybody. I know that she didn't know that Erica left because she wasn't feeling well. But just, ugh. So uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah.
I don't care for her. I really tried, and I wrote her off halfway through, and I still feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, why are they giving Erica such a hard time? Like, about that whole thing. Like, she had her period, and I bet you she didn't have anything with her. It was probably a surprise. Like, who knows? But she had to deal with some things, and go ahead. Go deal with it. Like, why are they trying to, like, ask her all these questions? Like,
Kevin, they've been on their period. It's not the most glamorous feeling. You feel like terrible.
Honestly, though, if she had an assistant travel with her, wouldn't the assistant stay at the Doubletree anyway?
Yeah.
And not at the house?
Of course. Yeah, yeah. I want to say this, though. I always think there's more to it. And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that they always hide on these shows. I wouldn't be surprised if there was something like Erica had, like, you know, like a car waiting outside, like Kim Zolciak does with her husband. Like, if there was something going on, a little extra that they couldn't reference, because that's why they all seem to be on the same page about, like, Kyle and Teddy. I wouldn't be surprised if there was something going on there. To me, Erica doesn't come across as like a team player on this show too much, to be honest.
She doesn't like the team.
Yeah. it's no slam.
Very, like, out of it during this reunion for whatever reason.
At one point, she was looking up in the ceiling, in the lights. I'm like, what are you doing?
She's probably like, I'm trying to keep my mouth shut. There's too much to say.
Like, completely not engaged.
Well, didn't she have a migraine? Was that the excuse?
I heard that she had some sort of...
Yeah, which I can understand. I mean, I know the power of a migraine, but at the same time...
Well, no offense, but so do you. And you have been way more engaging.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard, you guys. I'm so sick, and I'm very, very... Yeah,
but you're pushing through.
I'm up here trying to keep my eyes open.
I know what it's like. One of my last shows here, I had a migraine. That was, I know.
It's like, you know.
No, when you come to work, you can't just space out.
Yeah, no, she was spaced. She was spaced. Yeah, Erica, though, her future on this show, I don't know.
Well, let's...
I don't know anything. I'm not hearing anything. I just want to say it. Be very clear. I haven't heard anything. This is my opinion.
We'll get into some news and gossip right now, then.
Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so, you know, I have been reading a lot online, the blogs and on Instagram, and we know those things are true.
Yes.
But the rumors are circulating that Erica will not be back on the show next season. That's what I'm hearing.
I could see that. I could see it, yeah. She's like, I'm over it. This sucks. I could just totally see her doing that.
What about you?
Yeah, I think it's really draining, and I hope she does something even better, maybe music, more books.
I view it like this. She said in this episode, if I don't perform, that's what keeps the machine going. That's what makes me me. It's keeping Erica Jane alive. What more can she get out of this show? I said also on my most recent episode of my podcast, when it comes to her, it's like what's left to tell? You know, we're not going to see her son. We've seen her relationship with Tom. We've seen her perform around the world. We've seen her go on a book tour. We've seen the relationship with her mother. So what is left? What other story is there left to tell? Yeah. I don't think it's worth it for her to do it. She's doing really good. Even she ended this reunion saying there's a lot of good stuff coming. So I think that she's done. And look, again, if you're just going to treat this, Erica, like a business transaction, then you really are done, because I don't want to see any more business. I want to see a little bit more story. And I don't think we're going to get it. So I enjoy her. But I'm okay letting her go.
Yeah.
Or a friend of. Make her a friend of, you know?
I see that. Have a lunch.
I can see that. And you spoke about your podcast. Tell us what's going on with that, because you got some news on that, too.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking me. Yeah, you know, I created Grand Strands Hollywood Talk. It'll be 3 years this summer, and so I'm having a live show here in L.A. And, you know, I'm still giving my opinions on that show. So if anyone has a... look that up, but you can find it over on all major podcasting platforms and YouTube. I have older episodes on YouTube, so like I was stay three behind. Mm-hmm. But you know, look it up if you want. And if you're in the, if you happen to find yourself in the LA area, it's a very affordable show. It's a live show in LA, and it's just I want people there. So you know, everyone who's followed me to my show and supported me over the years coming from afterwards, I so appreciate you all. So if you find yourself here, June 30th in the Fairfax District, central of part of LA, I'm having a live show, and I'd love to see you. And you know, even if you can't make it, just I appreciate your support.
Are you excited, nervous? Like, how are you feeling before this comes up?
I have no nerves. You know what it is? I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just don't tap into that. If I psych myself out, I will. But it's all psychological. No, I'm more nervous that I won't have a full house. You know what I mean?
No,
if
everyone's excited.
If I can have people there, then I'm just going to walk out and do it. Grant, you know what I mean?
Grant, what can your viewers expect for that live show?
Mm. Well, I've had over 60 people on the show. So the people that are there that are going to be there, as guests, there's going to be a little bit of a fun way of having different voices be heard. You know, as far as a guest goes, there's different things that could perhaps happen there. But it's going to be a very elegant evening.
Ah, we love elegance and sophistication.
Should I bring my diamonds? How elegant.
Wait, you better arrive in a fur. I'm just saying right now, you better arrive in a fur. You always do.
I always do. Wait, like Met Gala?
No. I will wear it.
Yeah. Well, there is a step repeat, but it's only going to be 5 feet, kids. So if your dress can fit on that,
I'll have it measured.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking me. Thank you for giving me the platform to chat about it. Because, it's something I'm really trying to get out there, and you know, I'm grateful to do that. And I hope to pop up here and there afterwards a little bit more often. Yeah. So, you know, if everything works out, we will do that.
You are more than welcome back here anytime. Do we have any quick predictions for, you know, where do we go next season? Can we get into some predictions really quickly before we go?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I want to know from Grant, though, what you see through Dorit. Because I've given my predictions, and honestly, I just, at this point, I don't know. I saw no tears. And it made me upset. And I really hope that they get it together for next season. But I want to know, Grant, what you said you see through people. I want to know what you see through Dorit.
Well, I see a third. I'm not like predicting, but I think I am predicting, but I'm not like predicting the future. But I see her doing a third season. I heard recently that the decision is up to PK.
Oh, sure it is.
I mean, you know, just write them a damn check, and then you'll see how fast they make a decision.
I was just gonna say
that. I mean, you know what I mean. But what, like, honestly though, what else is she doing? Someone like Erica, you know, she's doing a lot of other stuff. But like, what else is she doing?
Mm-hmm. Beverly Beach, maybe a men's swimsuit.
You know, looking at, I enjoyed that show, by the way, the whole fashion show, even though there's nothing happened at it, but it still was a well done show, I will say. You know, I said this last time I was here, I need Dorit to come back so we can see and learn about that living situation. Remember they redid the backyard and the owner of the house they rent did it for a resale. I want to see how they're going to explain the move. That's what I want to see. I like to see a good spin.
They're just going to explain that away, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They just decided to move.
And we haven't seen that car, by the way, that Bentley, the rose gold Bentley. Yeah. Where did that go?
Remember she drove that to the charity event like on Hollywood and Vine?
Hollywood and Vine!
Like, I mean, you know what I mean? If she found a way to drive that around, you think she'd find a way to pull up, you know, one of these events, you know? Yeah, no, I think Dorit's got another season in her. And I don't dislike her.
I love her, actually.
Yeah.
I do. I'm okay with her. She's a hot mess, and I love it.
Love it.
Here for it. I do think that they need some type of cast changes. You know, I don't know what else to do, but add another person.
Brandy.
Take out one or two people.
Brandy. I'm here for Brandy.
Yes. You know, I just feel like something needs to happen in order to shake the show up.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I really do.
Brandy, as she said, that by doing other shows and having time pass, she realizes that she said this in the press, that she doesn't have to do so much heavy lifting. So she would go about it differently, where she mentioned that she felt certain pressure, you know, to be like that girl on the show in the past. Because this was her income. So now that, like, she's be able to survive post Housewives, I'd like to see the type of housewife she would be if she returned. At least a friend of. You know, at least a friend of.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
One episode in.
I've got a lot of thoughts on her, though, because she has – she's been on – and I've said this on other shows. She's, like, been that, in that reality game now for a while. She's done the Wii TVs. Like, is that attractive to Bravo? Because I know they don't like to put people in that have done every show.
Oh.
She's done the, you know, the Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. For me, it's enough. Who cares? I don't care about her resume. She's good for the show.
She is. Right. Very good for the show. It would be interesting because I feel like from what I've seen in the press, her and Lee and Rhymes are in a better place now.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to see that extended family as part of her storyline because I feel like that would be intriguing to viewers to watch.
That was a good storyline. Mm. I bet you it's juicy.
She was hanging out with Kim Richards today, so they need to be friends of.
Only time will tell. Well, listen, guys, that wraps up season 8 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Grant,
good job, guys.
I'm so happy that you were able to join us. Tell us where we can find you in the meantime.
Thank you for inviting me and bringing me here. I appreciate it, you guys. Thank you. You guys can find me at all times on my podcast everywhere, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast, and on all social media platforms at It's Grant's Rants, and my live show June 30th here in Los Angeles. Yes. Tickets go on sale May 15th. You can find them on my social media.
And I am one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Thank you so much, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And you guys, be sure to rate, comment who you think should return next season. Right under the chat. We want to see what you guys think. We want to see what you guys think. And then we're going to compare it next season. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
From executive producers,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.